All right, great to be with you on this sort of gray and cloudy Wednesday. Are you good with it? I was talking to a friend today who is like, you know what? I'm glad to have a break from the hot weather. I'm not that mad that I'm wearing long sleeves today. Josh is rocking the short sleeve polo.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's not nice out there, right? It was raining all morning, and now it's a little drizzly.
Yeah.
Sometimes these little breaks are all right, you know?
Yep.
This summer has been kind of a junker, I think.
A little bit.
You know, it's either too hot or smoky,
yeah,
or I don't know. It just hasn't been great.
And it's gone by too fast.
Well, I don't think we need to put a pin in summer yet, do we?
No, I mean,
still got a good.
Yesterday is known as the Midsummer Classic, so All-Star Game is kind of where the mark.
That's right. We're at the midpoint.
Yes, yeah.
We're at the midpoint. A couple of house cleaning information points. We are giving away two tickets to Paul McCartney today. So we've been giving away every day two tickets. So two sets, I guess. Two sets of passes. Two passes.
Sure. Yeah.
We're giving you tickets before you can buy them to see Paul McCartney at U.S. Bank Stadium on October 17th. Not now. But when I call for you to call in, we will line up contestants to play Name That Tune. Mm-hmm. And the best way to get in here and do it is by watching us on the video stream, because that is real time. So if you watch us on YouTube at the WCCO radio feed. I was checking earlier today, Josh, because we've had a goal as a show of getting the WCCO radio feed up. Oh, my goodness. I want to get to 1,000. I am 11 subscribers away.
Mm.
So go to the WCCO radio YouTube account. Yeah. Click subscribe.
Yeah, surprise or subscribe.
I don't know if you're going to get the surprise is that you can watch this show live every day.
And then we, 3 p.m.
Yeah. So do that for us. The other housekeeping thing I want to tell you about is at 5:30, we do a segment on Wednesdays called Enough, where you get to share what you have had enough of. Now, you can text us now if you want at 651-461-9226, but you also can send us a voice message on the Odyssey app. So if you are listening to the show, if you're streaming on the Odyssey app, or if you have the Odyssey app, go to the app, go to the page where you listen live to WCCO radio, and there's a little microphone. You can record a message using your phone. It sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes right to Josh in the control room, and then we'll play your enoughs, what you've had enough of. I have an enough. I'll give you a hint as to what we're looking for. I have had enough of microwave meals that explode all over your microwave. Because that happened to me at lunch today.
Yeah.
When the instructions say go to 70% heat, cook for 2 minutes, take it out and stir, at the 2 minute point, I don't expect, and I even put like a little cover over the bowl, I don't want to see the liquid that's trying to heat the rice all over the microwave. It was a kablooey in the Derussia microwave today. So I've had enough of it. So that is the sort of thing we're looking for. You can text in or you can send us a message on the voice app. I always like that. I want to talk a little bit about a resurgence of hate towards Minneapolis and towards Muslims. And it makes me sick that in the name of gaining political points, of gaining clicks, of gaining followers, that people are so eager to let their racism flag fly. Right now, running for mayor of Minneapolis is an American named Omar Fateh. Omar was born in the Washington, D.C. area. He is as American as Josh is, as I am, as presumably most of you are. But because he comes from Somali heritage, because he is Muslim, because he maybe doesn't look like you or me, people across the country are taking this opportunity to try to tear us apart. I will say I've been impressed but not surprised that the other candidates running for mayor against Omar Fateh have stood up and defended him. And I'd say I'm not surprised because this is who we are and who we should be. You know, I've talked on this show before about my concern that we are becoming more of a nation instead of a community, a local community. The issues people get obsessed about, get excited about are national issues. The things we talk about with our friends in the backyard are often national issues that, yes, affect us, but way less than the types of issues I like to talk about on this show and the types of issues that I think directly impact you and me and our families and our parents and our future generations. We get sucked in. It's easy. It's polarizing. It doesn't take as much work as maybe thinking, how do I feel about whatever state issue. The casualness, though, where people are allowed and where people give themselves permission to be racist, I don't know. There's a point where those of us who care about decency and care about America and care about Minnesota and care about our neighbors need to stand up and say, no, enough. And one of those moments happened in response to this post on X, posting a report that talks about Omar Fateh running for Minneapolis mayor and talks about issues, right? He's running to raise the minimum wage by $4. He's running to freeze rent. He's running to Trump-proof the city. And a right-wing influencer and podcaster says Muslims are commanded to take over the government and the land they live. The attempted Islamic takeover of America is made possible thanks to mass migration. Because immigration is, frankly, very unpopular in this country right now, by cloaking a political opinion in, well, this is really a statement about mass migration. Nah, give me a break. BS. This is straight up Islamophobia. And I think to a certain degree, maybe people are numb to those claims, because for a long time, if you say something that somebody disagrees with, even if you're meaning to engage in reasonable conversation, I think they're are many people who will tar you as whatever phobic, whatever ist. Illegal immigration is a problem in this country. Bigger problem, in my view, is the fact that we have no real policy allowing for people to become legal immigrants. We have a terrible system in this country, and no one has ever wanted to deal with it because it gives you a wedge issue to run on politically. Nobody really wants to solve this problem because it is a good thing to get people fired up about and get people to hate each other about. And that anger and that division drives people to go out and vote and donate and click and watch. Enough. Omar Fateh has policy positions that I universally disagree with. Well, that's maybe exaggerating. I bet he's got a couple things I agree with. Do I think Omar Fateh is a good choice for mayor of Minneapolis? I'm not voting. I don't have a legal residence in Minneapolis. But if I did, that would not be my choice. Can we just talk about the issues? Is that possible? When we make stuff personal, when we make stuff racist, it is the laziest approach. It is the laziest approach. So to me, we need to call it out. And we need to say, this is not what we're doing here. For too long, our community and our politicians have been held up as sort of a cheap punching bag for people looking to score points. And I'm sick of it. You know, yesterday we had Stephen Miller, the White House Deputy Chief of Staff, saying that, here's the exact quote. He says, we have it. You have the audio. Let's play the audio because this is what I'm talking about, that we have become a punching bag for people who just want to have the laziest opinions possible. Here is Stephen Miller.
20 years ago, before the era of open borders, we're completely peaceful, completely stable, thriving middle classes. Look at a place like Minneapolis. Post-mass migration, they are unsafe. They are violent. You cannot use the public parks.
Okay. First of all, you can use the public parks. Pretty sure. It's fine. Is Minneapolis unsafe because of illegal immigration? No. There's no evidence of that. There really isn't. If you want to say that part of the crime problem in Minneapolis, the violent crime problem, is based in the Somali community? Okay. You can have that conversation. That, to me, that's not a racist conversation. And we've had conversations on this show before about the fraud problem in Minnesota. And we've had people from the Somali community come on and say, we got a problem in our own community. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's not racist. That's having a real conversation about what's going on in our community. The center of violent crime and gang activity in Minneapolis historically has been in the black part of our community. That is also reality. That is not racism. Yeah. And that has nothing to do with mass migration. So take your immigration, mass migration, violence takes and cram it. It's just ridiculous. So I don't know that talking about any of these issues exclusively in terms of like ethnicity and race is a helpful way to have a conversation about it. Although I do think having real conversations about we got a gang problem in this town. Yeah. And part of the gang problem is in the black community. And we have a Somali gang problem. And part of that is an issue. We also have a drug problem in this state. And a lot of that is in the white community. We have a fraud problem. And so we have a lot of different problems. There are problems that are concentrated in certain ethnic groups. Is that useful to talk about it that way? I don't know. To me, it's a little uncomfortable. A little bit. When I say it, I'm like, am I going to get hammered for being whatever?
Yeah. Damned if you do, damned if you don't, basically. Yeah.
Some of these people are absolutely just grifters trying to tear us apart. Don't let them do it. Don't let them do it.